Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Just Feel Like Something Good Is About to Happen, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled It Is Well, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 17 through 26.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. Good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day.
Well, I have learned in all that happens just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through, he said he would. He has promised either ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. And I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people offer themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
And it seems like things get bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference. For things are gonna get better either way. Oh, I have never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven, and brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus,
look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way.
See, we all want the sunshiny days, don't we? We all want the rose petal pathway. We all want everything to just fall in place. We just want everything to just always go perfect. We just want everything to go the way that we want it to go. But what happens when God rains on your parade? What happens when you thought it was going to be a nice day and it turned out to be a terrible day? What happens when you had the faith to believe God, but everything fell apart instead? Oh, I'm telling you, friend, you've got to remember today, as that says, what may catch you by surprise that you were planning in one direction, you've got to remember God has a plan for your today, for your life. God has a way today to take Romans 8:28 and apply it and insert it into our life in the times. And you know what? God today can permit struggle and trial to come to us today. We may stand before His throne and say, God, why is this happening to me? God, why am I going through this? God, why am I facing? God, all these people over here that are living ungodly, and I'm facing the storms and the trials of life because God has a plan for you. Amen. And you've got to learn today to put your confidence in the Lord. Every day on this earth is not going to be a good day. But if you trust the Lord, He can turn everything around to good. Amen. In this scriptural account, you see a woman today who made room for God and placed Him at the first point and place in her life. And because of her faith focus, what did God do? He blessed her. Amen. She recognized the value of seed time and harvest. See, some of you have not recognized that, and I'm not preaching on tithing today. I'm talking about your life. You know, every time we say seed time and harvest, we say, oh, Lord, it's going to be about money. No, it's not about money. See, today, God's not looking for your money. God doesn't need your money. What God needs is your heart and your obedience and your faith. And friend, if you will learn to put Him first, He will take care of everything in your life today. Some of you struggle and you worry yourself about everything and anything. But you know what? You won't put your confidence in God that He can supply you every need. You're crossing bridges that you don't have to cross. You fight battles that you don't have to fight. You face struggles that you don't have to face because your mind is full of the things that you just let Satan come in and wreak havoc in your life, in your mind, and destroy your living and your testimony for God because you're eat up with all the things that you're concerned about. Learn to put it in God's hands. Amen. This woman is a tremendous testimony to the power of our God. If we will learn, you say, but preacher, I know we love this coin phrase, but I'm human. Come on, pastor. Come on. I mean, don't you ever face struggles, preacher man? Every day. But I know who's on my side. Oh, I'm like old Paul of old. I know in whom I believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Man, I know who's already fought my battle and won. I know who's already won every victory that I'll need in my life. I go back to the cross and I believe what God can do. I saw what He did at Calvary and I read in the pages of God's Word how He said it is finished. And brother, when He said that at the cross of Calvary, I'm glad everything that was coming against us, He took care of it by His blood, by His name, and by His life, and by His power. And I'm glad that we serve a living God who is high and lifted up on the throne and there's nothing that's defeated Him. And today you can live in a life of victory if you'll learn to live and trust God in all things. Give the Lord, come on y'all, stand up and give the Lord some praise. Amen. I said stand up, put Jesus, amen, and give Him some praise. Amen. You can be seated. This woman, her husband, recognized the ministry of Elisha. And you may be thinking, well, I remember you reading there, and she took the lad, the boy, and laid him on the prophet's bed. What is that about? There again, if you'd been here of a Sunday night, you would have probably known. But we won't go back. See, earlier, Elisha would make a trip through this area consistently to go to places and to do in the leadership of God. And so this woman, this Shunammite woman, she was a woman of faith. She said to her husband, let's build a room onto our house and let's make it what we would call a prophet's chamber, where when the man of God comes by, he's got a bed to lay in. He's got a place to refresh himself. And he's got a place that he's welcome to come. They gave him a key to the door and welcomed him into their home. That's pretty amazing. So they built this prophet chamber for Elisha into their home. And Elisha always had a place to stay when passing through Shunem. So Elisha asked, and he says, what can I do for you? Now, there's no names identified here. But she responded, she said, I need nothing. This is going back in the earlier portions here. She really needed for nothing. She had wealth. She had a beautiful home. She had everything she wanted. And she said, I really don't need anything. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, said, and you got to look at him because he is a type of the Holy Spirit. He recognized that her husband was older in years and that basically there was no son, there was no child. And see, there had always been a desire in their heart to have a child. So they had learned to be content, though, in all things and trust God. You know what? If God doesn't perform and make things happen when we want to, we get sour and in a disposition and get an attitude with God. Folks, you got to trust the Lord in all things. Amen. God's going to work it all out. So what occurred here, they had desired, they'd wanted, but they had also learned to be content with the life that God had given them rather than what they wanted. So Elisha declared to the woman, he says, you're going to have a son. What? Are you kidding? She didn't have any position of disbelief. She trusted the Lord. And so what happened? The appointed time came. She conceived and she birthed a son. This son that we just read about was a son that Elisha said, you're going to have a boy. Amen. So these promises are specific and they're also personal. These promises today, you've got to understand something. What God says in His Word today is for the person who has put their confidence and their faith in God. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows the desires of your heart. And David even says He will give you the desires of your heart. But your will has got to match the will of God. See, a lot of us think, well, man, I just run to God and say, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. And that's not the way it works. There are requirements and conditions that God expects for you, that God demands of you. You cannot be careless in your Christianity. You can't live careless today in your lifestyle. You've got to put Jesus first. And when He said put Him first, He meant put Him first.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.